Good afternoon. We're going to call the Labor and Commerce Committee to order at 5:30. Present are Senator Olson, Senator Machicki, myself, Senator Dunleavy. We do have a quorum. Today is Tuesday, April 9th. We're going to hear several bills today. HB 175, Electronic Posting of Insurance Policies. This is a second hearing of this bill, and we're going to have some public testimony. HB 168, Travel Insurance, second hearing of this bill also. Public testimony. HB 50, Multi-Unit Housing, Commercial Use. This is the first hearing of this bill. We will have public testimony. Was previously scheduled but not heard. And then we're going to have HB 125, Topical Eye Meds, Prescription Refills, public testimony, first hearing in Senate Labor and Commerce. Here we go. Okay. HB 175, sponsored by Senate Labor and Commerce. Short titles, Electronic Posting Insurance Policies. This is the second hearing on the bill. And we have before us Labor and Commerce Committee Substitute presenting Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. Please come forward, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony. And that is Representative Olson, not Senator Olson.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson and the House Labor and Commerce Committee. House Bill 175, as you heard a couple of days ago, would allow for the electronic posting of property and casualty policies and endorsements. I really don't have anything further to add to my testimony from a few days ago from the first hearing of the bill, Mr. Chairman, so if there are questions, I'd be happy to answer them or get out of the chair and let you deal with public testimony.
Any questions by members of the committee for Mr. Kolb at this time? Senator Machicki?
No questions.
Nothing from Senator Olson. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have Brett Kolb here? Please come forward. State your name for the record.
For the record, my name is Brett Kolb. I'm the director with the Division of Insurance, available for questions.
Questions from members of the committee for Mr. Kolb. Thank you. Do we have anyone online? Anyone in the audience that would like to testify? Seeing none, we're closing public testimony. Any further comments or questions from members of the committee?
No, just one, Mr. Yes. Chairman. Just so it doesn't, we had a hearing on this bill. It makes perfect sense to make everything else is available online these days. And we know with secure websites and such that this makes perfect sense. And I'm very much in support of it. And I have a motion.
Motion, please. What is the will of the committee? You have a motion. Please state your motion.
I do. I move CS HB 175-28-LS0327P with attached zero fiscal note and individual recommendations to the next committee referral.
Is there an objection at all? Seeing no objection, this bill is now moved to the next committee referral. We're going to take a very quick at ease.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we're back in session. HB 168, sponsored by Representative Olson, short title travel insurance. This is a second hearing on the bill. We have before us a House Labor and Commerce Committee substitute presenting Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. Please come forward, state your name for the record. You don't look like Conrad. And lucky you. No. Please state your name for the record.
Good afternoon, Senator Dunleavy, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Anna Latham, staff to Representative Olson. Just a quick recap on House Bill 168. It's based on in-coil model legislation. It redefines the definition of travel insurance. And the other thing it does is it allows limited travel insurance products to be sold by travel insurance agents under a producer's license. So.
Questions from members of the committee?
Just might, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Machicki.
Just might point out that we have some answers to questions that we had at the previous hearing where we had some background information we wanted to learn about, and we very much appreciate the answers provided by the department.
Any other comments or questions from members of the committee?
Thank you for the answers.
You're welcome.
That's fine. Excuse me. Okay, well, thank you. This is Latham. Do we have any, is there any public Any public comment?
Testimony.
Any public testimony? Thank you. Anyone online? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. What is the will of the committee? Is there a motion?
There's a motion, Mr. Chair. I move CSHB 168-28-LS05620 with attached zero fiscal and individual recommendations to the next committee of referral.
Is there any objection to moving this bill?
No.
Seeing none, it's moved to the next committee of referral. We're going to take a quick recess. Thank you. We're back in session. We're now turning to CSHB 50, sponsored by Representative Costello. HB 50, an act authorizing the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to allow certain commercial uses in a multi-unit residential housing development owned or financed by the corporation and limiting the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board's issuance of certain licenses to premises in the residential housing development. Before us is CSHB 50, finance version 0. Representative Costello and or Josh Walton, are you here? Please come forward, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the committee. Thank you very much for hearing this bill for the record. My name is Joshua Walton, and I am staff to Representative Mia Costello, the sponsor of the bill. Just very briefly, House Bill 50 allows commercial uses in multi-unit residential housing areas owned or leased by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. The use of some commercial space in multi-unit, multi-use residential areas is part of a national trend that allows for more diverse and vibrant neighborhoods and the more efficient use of land. It's currently not a power that AHFC has. This would give AHFC more tools in their toolbox and allow AHFC to contribute not just to the growth of residences and housing properties, but also to increase commercial leasing space. So this is a bill that both provides for benefits families and also helps particularly small businesses. Just briefly, there are a few sideboards. Since the mandate for Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is residential housing, the bill does stipulate that there are certain types of businesses that just don't play too well with residential properties, and so the bill explicitly excludes adult entertainment, bars and liquor stores, although liquor would be allowed if it's part of a restaurant. Substance abuse treatment programs and businesses that primarily sell tobacco and cigarette products, though incidental sales of tobacco for like a 7-Eleven or supermarkets would be allowed. With that, it's relatively, I think I've kind of hit the highlights of what the bill does, and I'm certainly happy to answer any questions. We also have Stacey Schubert from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to speak to the bill as well.
You should probably stay there, and we'll have Schubert come up and identify herself. I've got a question if other members of the board, other members of the committee wish to ask first, that's fine, but I do have one. Question would be this. I'm sorry. Go ahead and identify yourself for the record.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is Stacey Schubert. I'm the Director of Government Relations and Public Affairs for Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
Thank you. So the idea here is to expand, correct me if I'm wrong, expand a method by which the cost of housing could be offset by combining different types of uses?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
And we've heard testimony that there will be certain sideboards, certain types of businesses will not be allowed. You did mention a restaurant, though. Is the concept of an open flame an issue if you're having people live above it or below it or next to it in terms of a restaurant? Some restaurants do have open flames. Many of them do, actually.
Mr. Chairman, again, for the record, Stacey Schubert, I think that that's something that our board would look at as they went to approve each loan. They certainly would not be willing to approve a loan where they felt that the tenants would be at risk.
Questions from members of the board or members of the committee? Senator Olson.
Thank you. Ms. Schubert, as you look at some of the issues that are out there and some of the financing and that goes on, there's usually only a finite amount of reserves that are there for the AHFC. and you start dealing with another big project where you got businesses involved and people living there, you're into the millions of dollars. How does this affect the ability of AHFC to go ahead and continue to loan money to entities that want to go ahead and build multi-use housing areas, as well as how do you? That's the first part of the question.
Through the chair, Senator Olson. Financing projects of this type, we feel, are beneficial both to developers. They're beneficial to financial institutions who might be willing to offer the loans. It would originate those loans and sell them to Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Certainly, it's beneficial for us, for our portfolio, but it allows for the developer of the project to actually save money because they no longer have to have two separate projects or that would have to pencil independently. The revenues from the commercial space could help to offset the residential space. And certainly as we see a need for more affordable housing all across the state, we feel that this bill is important.
If I can continue, Mr. Chairman, as you look at AHFC and its history, or at least its track recently has been that it pays a dividend to the state of Alaska, goes into the general fund. How would this affect that? Would it go up, go down, put in jeopardy?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, again, for the record, Stacey Schubert. Our dividend has declined over the last number of years because of federal fiscal policy, and it's much more difficult for us to compete with interest rates in the home mortgage market. And so we see this as an opportunity to help increase revenues in our portfolio.
But with those kind of, with that kind of competition starting to dry up some of your opportunities, it would seem like it'd be counter to where you want to go in the end. Is that more? Am I not reading this situation right?
Through the chair again, Senator Olson. At the end of the day, our mission really is to provide more housing for more Alaskans.
Sure.
And so this helps us to achieve that goal. We see it being consistent with that. And certainly the desire would be to continue to provide dividends for the state. Currently, we've paid almost $2 billion to the state of Alaska and are very proud of that track record and will continue to do our absolute best to find new opportunities.
And those of us on the Finance Committee do appreciate AHFC and its leadership over the number of years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Senator Chicky, questions?
I have a couple.
Please proceed.
What's your definition of commercial? I just wondered if limited commercial, industrial, if there's other uses that are allowed. Just coming from a municipal background, do you think anything needs to be stated in the bill that talks about municipal zoning, or is that just a given in most cases? And do you think there should be a definition of commercial?
Through the chairman, Senator Michicki, Alaska Housing tries very hard not to get into local zoning issues. We really leave that up to the communities to decide what's best for them. And so, again, we will look at each project independently, consistent with the local land use rules and regulations.
So essentially, if I may, mm-hmm. what you're saying by commercial is a business, and then the local municipal zoning will be the code that carries whether or not the facility is approved, so that you'd go with their local definition of commercial or limited commercial.
Through the chair, Senator Michicki, yes, that is what I'm saying.
Okay. Additional questions from members of the committee? I do believe we have other folks in the bullpen in case we have questions, and there's an individual by the name of Christopher Schulte in Anchorage that may, with Anchorage Partnership. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please state your name for the record, and please give your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Schulte. I am the Executive Director for Anchorage Downtown Partnership. I also served on the project management team for the 2007 Anchorage Downtown Comprehensive Plan and currently serve on the Kitchen Cabinet of Mayor Dan Sullivan's Homeless Leadership Team. I'm testifying today in support of HB 50. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is a vital partner in development of large-scale housing throughout the entire state, and we believe that HB 50 will allow AHFC to finance or permit commercial enterprises in a multi-unit residential housing development in a beneficial manner. Having this ability is very common for similar development organizations throughout the rest of the country, and we believe it is a sound community planning principle that will result in the better use of scarce land. Additionally, it provides an opportunity for AHFC to generate some additional revenue and provide the corporation additional resources that they can then use in addressing Alaska's growing housing shortage. HB 50 also makes it easier for developers to build financially feasible affordable housing projects throughout the entire state by using funds from AHSC, since income from that commercial space could be used to offset reduction in rents for the affordable housing units. We're also very supportive of the limits already discussed that are within this bill that forbid AHSC from financing or owning space occupied by substance abuse treatment, cigarette or tobacco stores, adult entertainment bars, etc. And we're completely supportive of the language in HB 50 that gives AHSC the flexibility to allow a business enterprise into the commercial space that is designated by the ABC board as a restaurant under Alaska Statute 0416049. We feel that HB 50 empowers AHSC to play a more active role in development projects that conform to local planning policies and guidelines, such as the 2007 Anchorage Downtown Comprehensive Plan. This comprehensive plan provides the blueprint for future development in downtown Anchorage and very clearly identifies housing that provides neighborhood services and amenities through development of mixed-use buildings as one of the most primary land uses for our community. With passage of HB 50, it will become possible for AHSC to become an active partner in developments that provide higher density housing in downtown Anchorage, supplemented by an active ground floor business like a restaurant or a bistro. These are development types that our community clearly identified as overarching development goals for our downtown community. Based on the predicted population and employment growth that we are experiencing here, downtown Anchorage is ripe to grow our existing mix of residential land uses, and HB 50 will give Alaska Housing Finance Corporation the ability to finance their own developments that increase housing densities while also providing additional services and amenities that help create an integrated community environment and will positively impact downtown Anchorage's long-term economic vitality and quality of life. And that concludes my testimony.
Thank you very much, and I want to crawl back up the calendar and open this up to public testimony. So we're opening up the public testimony as we speak. Any questions for Mr. Schulte? Okay. Seeing none, are there any questions? We do have other folks here that can answer questions for the committee if there are any questions.
I have a question.
For whom?
Well, staff is fine.
Okay. Center?
So, you know, mixed compatible use, it's becoming pretty popular in densely populated and medium density communities, but I'm not is there precedence of a public lending or housing authority that has done this in the past, and do you see any increased liability perhaps for AHFC with mixed use?
Through the chairman, Senator Machicki, again for the record, Stacey Schubert from Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. I'm not personally aware of any other housing authorities across the country who are offering this, although there might be someone on the phone from AHFC who is aware of other housing finance agencies. Certainly there is a trend across the country to be able to provide this kind of mixed-use development. It's a trend where communities are moving toward this kind of mixed space. And certainly we've talked about the benefit to developers, but it also benefits the tenants because it provides amenities where they live. And so we see that as well.
So just on the new, if I may, just on the new use, what about, I mean, and Senator Dunleavy talked about it a little bit, but do you, is there any additional protection that AHFC would need for liability issues with mixed use, or do you think it's similar to typical multi-housing units?
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, we feel very comfortable with this language as drafted and with our board of directors and the methodology that they use when they review all of the loans that come into our portfolio. And in fact, our multifamily loan portfolio has traditionally performed very, very well.
I would just make a comment. As you're looking at what your use is in part of your building and you have tenants in the other part, that the use below or wherever does not necessarily increase the insurance issues for those that are in there, if you want to keep that in mind. I have no additional questions. What we'll do at this point, we're going to keep public testimony open. We'll move this bill off to the side for a second hearing. Okay, so we're going to take a quick at ease and move through this. We're looking at Bill HB 125, sponsored by Representative Holmes. Representative Holmes, please state your name for the record, and please give your testimony.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Lindsay Holmes, representing House District 19. I have with me my staff, Chrissy McNally, who has done great work on this bill, and we thank you for taking up this bill so late in the session. The bill in front of you, Mr. Chairman, briefly, is a consumer protection bill. It's aimed mostly at people who are suffering primarily from glaucoma was the impetus behind the bill. What it does is it allows people who have prescription, either eye drops or topical eye medication prescriptions and that are covered by their insurance to refill them a little early. If you're taking a prescription, say you have a 30-day prescription and it's 30 pills, that's easy, one per day. Eye drops are measured 30 drops in a bottle. If you miss your eye or you accidentally squirt two drops in instead of one, you can end up not having your medication run through the whole period. So there are a lot of sideboards on this. It doesn't allow you to refill beyond the number of refills that have been prescribed by your doctor. It only lets you prescribe a certain number of fill it a couple of days early. This bill has been supported by both the ophthalmologists and the optometrists. We've also worked and incorporated amendments on behalf of the insurance companies. And I believe that's basically the bill in front of you, and we're happy to take any questions.
This is the first hearing of the bill, and we will set it aside when we're done, so we'll have time to ask more questions. Senator Bochicki, do you have questions at this time?
I don't, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
We're going to open public testimony. Is there anyone here? Excuse me. Is there anyone online? No one?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we have somebody online for questions only with the Academy of Ophthalmologists.
Would that be Michael
Levitt?
Okay. Michael Levitt, are you online? So public testimony is open. We will brief it easy. Oh, I don't have to close public testimony now. We can keep it open. Back in session. So at this point, what we'll do is we'll set the bill off to the side. Next hearing, we might have Mr. Levitt here and others, and then we'll have questions probably at that point.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, we also have the Director of the Division of Insurance here in case you have questions, and we can probably make him available next time, too.
Correct. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So we're going to move this bill off to the side. We'll hear it in the future. And at this point, we are going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you.